Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
And Psychics Wild it is. This is Psyche Jethro. Welcome back, all of you friends, family, and people listening in. We hopefully going to be family and friends when we get through this. I'm Jethro. I'm an individual. I was born with the gift of being able to sense a little bit of the auras and things with individuals. Then as I went on with the energy and learned the development, I was really starting to intensely feel this ability at a young age when I had a near-death experience and nearly drowned. After that incident, I have been able to hear, sense, and help others through a career of over 30 years. So those of you that are tuning in that are new to me, that's who Jethro is, and I want to welcome all of you new listeners at the 515-605-9732. We've got quite a few of you coming in, and I say we because you guys are really going to be blessed. Those of you who've stayed with the show, we're going to be celebrating our 13th year of doing this radio show. So there's a lot of friends and family writing in. The wild, for those of you that are new, is we're going to be giving you some readings. We're going to be very frank, as you heard there in our lovely Brooke had spoke of, giving you light and answers and walking in the light to help individuals. So if you have that question, that desire, you've never talked with a psychic or you have before, get prepared because we're going to pick up the phones of you that have called in and we're going to ask you, what is that burning desire? What is that question? Would you like to be read? A lot of times, as you guys know, get a little prepared. So I'll ask you your first name. I know it's a little hard for you on the radio. And a lot of times my name is, and I need to, you know, I just need to get that name from you. And then I need to get that date of birth, because that date of birth is important for rhyme and synchronicity and math and symbology. And those of you already tuning in go, where's the tarot reader? Hang on, because those are the things you're going to be wanting to give out to our phenomenal reader, Rebecca. Rebecca comes to us as a very strong person. Rebecca is an intuitive and oracle and tarot reader. Her readings invoke her guides along with yours to relay messages to you, to work through your life situations and questions. She also uses a sense of knowing both yours and hers, and that she believes to be from the divine and our collective conscious to help find a path forward. Rebecca is a Christian mystic with a bit of, you know, witchy thrown in. She lives in the Pacific Northwest, but was raised in the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains in Carolina. Now, you've heard who she is out in the world. I'm going to tell you who she is as a real person, as I personally know Rebecca. Rebecca is a phenomenal tarot reader. She has very high credibility in the fact that she has been able to read and sense people that she's not met through our groups, other situations, and have a very high accuracy. So grab a hold of your seatbelts, fasten them up. Let's get ready for that fun Psychics Gone Wild ride with our beautiful, phenomenal guest, Rebecca. Rebecca, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. Can you hear me?
Well, we can. You're over in the Pacific. I'm on the East Coast. We're ready to go wild.
Right. Yes, I'm excited.
Rebecca, we've got a lot of people saying, tell us a little bit about how you got into the tarot. What made you choose that tool? That it's a very strong tool, hard one math-wise and symbology.
Yeah, so I'm actually a CPA. So, and I'm, you know, so I come from a very like logical background. But ever since I was little, I've been able to sense spirit. And so I also have that side to me. And I was always kind of intimidated by the tarot. but it was when I was going through a hard personal situation, personal challenge. I remember reading a book by Christiane Northrup. I don't know how to say her first name, but Northrup. And she's written, you know, she's an OBGYN, but she's also very spiritual. And she basically said, even if you're a Christian, it's okay to use cards. It's a connection to spirit. And so I picked up a deck and I was wrestling with the problem and I kept getting the same card over and over and over. And that happened for a few months. Whenever I would do a reading for myself, I would get the same cards. And so it kind of told me that there was something there. And so then I started doing research on the cards, and I've fallen in love with them as a tool to connect to spirit, but also a tool to help you figure out your life questions, your life situations. So it's just grown from there.
Beautiful, wonderful. Now, those of you know, you know, Rebecca is talking to you about both parts of her life. You hear how she talks about CPA, a person who's married, has a family, and is taking time to follow her spiritual path with the cards, the tarot. And so we have people asking, Rebecca, I'm curious, what kind of different cards do you use? Are you have some favorites of the different types of deck? I've seen so many, and I'm not sure which to pick. What decks do you like to use?
Oh, for sure. So, yeah, I'm actually, like, I love looking at different decks. I think they're all, like, so artistic and archetypal. I will say Rider-Waite, and, you know, the artist being Pamela Smith, those are kind of what the standard deck is now, and a lot of other decks are based off of. And so I think that's a great place to start with, because that's where a lot of the books will focus on the Rider-Waite Smith deck. But then there's tons of artist decks out there that are really awesome. And I think it just depends, like, you whether or not you connect with the art of the deck. And so there's an artist named Mary Elizabeth Evans, and she has her own tarot deck that's beautiful, but she also does oracle decks. And those are her two oracle decks are the ones I like to use the most. But if you get into decks, you really – some people like to collect them. I would say I do the same. And it's just, I love the different symbology that's in each deck. And you'll start to notice which decks you gravitate towards and which kind of speak to you more. And I think it's just based off of the images in the decks and how much it touches your unconscious or how much it connects you with spirit.
Wonderful. And thank you, Rebecca. We've got people calling in. I love you guys, all the fans. 515-605-9732. Yes, that's the correct one. And those of you who play along with the games, of it is we give away prizes in the Psychics Gone Wild room. So you message there, and we will be able to put in your name so you keep it private. The only thing I ask, I don't mind your first name, of whatever name you want to use, but I do have to have a physical mailing address to make sure, as you know, that it goes out to a real mailing address. It's always kept confidential, and those of you who are playing along with Psychics Gone Wild, you can just put in, I was listening tonight, and give your opinion. What I do is I put that on the computer here because we are psychic and we don't want to pick that winner. What we're going to do is have the computer pick it. It will spin randomly, and the name that comes in will be the winner tonight of a beautiful amethyst feather. And those of you who've been looking on there or seeing with the pictures, it was up about a month ago. It's about 2.5 inches long. It's been hand-carved, and it's beautiful amethyst. The feather isn't just the angelic message. It's something very beautiful, and you can add it to your collection of things. And we want to give out some positive things to our fans that are listening. For those of you who listen to Stephen Desabray, Deborah Say, I always try to change his name, but he will tease me, the phenomenal author in Texas. We still have a book to give out for those of you that would put in there. So go to psychicjethro.com. If you're not in the Facebook room, that's www.psychicjethro.com, and put it in there in messages. You can put in there a message to me. I was listening to the radio show tonight. We put those in there too. So we don't want to work behind here to get that in. And we'll be giving away some of those prizes, some other beautiful things. I've got a pendulum here that's a very strong stone of tourmaline. So tourmaline also works with your heart chakra. It's a healing pendulum. And put it in. You never know what you win. Okay, I had someone tell me, Jethro, I looked this up and it was $15 and you sent it to me. What I was really impressed was how much was the necklace. I got myself a labradorite rose. Looking at it, probably about that amount. I try to keep it about $40 to $50 in the amount you win, because I want you to enjoy the prize. And let me know, you know, should we up it, add it, less it, whatever makes you feel good. What we do for Psychics Gone Wild is this is our way to giving back. For those of you who know me, I lived and worked in years in Sedona, Arizona, and Colorado Springs, and years before that up in the Rocky Mountains. And the thing that was so beautiful about it that was I was able to meet so many people. So if you call in and I haven't talked to you in a while, hey, we're here to play. And those of you know I'm a little silly, little fun. So if you called in for a calm reading, you probably might want to change the channel to a different one, because this is going to be a little hyper, a little fast. And I will try to get you through quickly. We have time. We got all the people coming in. Rebecca, I got to talk to Rebecca. Okay, we got people pushing the button on me. They're going, I want Rebecca. And Rebecca and Jethro, you're going to get tonight on Psychics Gone Wild. Speaking of, the first phone caller is 631. Let's have some psychic fun. 631, how are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm so glad to be back on the, you know, the radio, and things going so positive. Are you having fun with our show? Can you hear us clearly?
I can.
I'm excited. And I don't know if you've had a reading from us before or how, but I'm very clairaudient. All I need permission, Rebecca's going to go second, so she's going to get the vibe, as I need your name and then just a birth date or a question, something so I can focus in on your guides tonight.
Suzanne.
Welcome, Suzanne. And then I'm feeling, may I have permission to read you, Suzanne?
Sure, October 5th.
I'm feeling a lot of hard energy with you, Suzanne. I feel that you're one of those individuals that it's important and valued to you that things go well. I feel like you have love in your heart to give. And I'm emotionally picking up that there's some questions I feel like you're looking and looking to find with individuals. I feel like you're looking to make the right connections with people that are like you. Is that making sense?
Yes.
How I'm wording?
Yes.
You got me working hard for my money, Suzanne. I feel like, well, here we go. And the guys are telling me emotionally that there has been some things that have went on in your life over here that I feel like you've reflected, and I feel like you're ready for things to be more positive. I feel like you may have went through some things that weren't so, shall we say, the best of it, but you're ready for now things to become a new beginnings.
Yes, definitely.
And I sense with you from the guys, this is the first time reading you, and I'm really excited. The guys are telling me emotionally that there is something new. I feel that's part of why you called in tonight, but it has to be special. You need that real positive love. You're a giving person, and you need to have that given back.
Yes, definitely.
I saw that you are in a position where you can be out and date, but there's a part of you that needs it to be classy. It needs to be where we're meeting and knowing each other and connecting in a way. So I feel that you're looking for new love, and I feel those times and patterns are coming.
Well, that's great. That's what my question was.
Okay. I'm glad. I've been doing this 30 years, and I'm still on it. I can feel you, and you've got my respect. I'm going to turn it over to Rebecca and see what the tarot card said, and then we're going to finish up with our dates and times and what we predict for you, Suzanne.
Sure.
Okay, yeah, so I just pulled cards while Jethro was reading you, and they're very straightforward, so that's nice. So I got the Nine of Swords, and I don't know if you know the tarot cards, but this is where a person's, like, sitting up in bed, and there's all these swords above them, and it just speaks to anxiety, insomnia, ruminating about things. And my Oracle deck, I got anxiety, too. So, you know, that's just a confirmation that you might be dwelling too much on the past, ruminating over things. But then from that point forward, I got Queen of Pentacles, which she's kind of like the Empress. She's very motherly, down to earth, practical, loves nature, loves being at home. It just speaks to, like, what Jethro was saying, like, you just have such a warm heart to you, and that is, you know, one of your strengths. And then what was awesome is I got the World. So the World is the last of the major arcana, the major tarot cards, and it's what we all want to attain. And it's that you've gotten to your goal, you've become fulfilled, you've achieved what you wanted to achieve. And so this all points that you will get to where you want to get to. You will accomplish your goals. Just, you know, be mindful of negative self-talk, be mindful of anxiety, and just know that you have this warmth that makes you very special.
Great.
Does that
resonate?
I
am looking for, yes, it does, definitely.
Okay.
I am looking for love, but soon, not 10 years from now, like soon.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, like Jeffrey said, and like the Queen of Pentacles is one of my favorite cards. I'm a mom. And so I always love getting the Queen of Pentacles because she's just so practical, but warmth and loving, and people are drawn to her. And I've actually never pulled the world for myself. It's the ultimate of the tarot. And so it just kind of points to you're on the right track. Like you will get what you want to get.
Do you know when?
Jessica, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry, Rebecca. You're good. We're both. I'm just going along with you. I'm feeling your vibe. Go ahead, Rebecca. You're doing wonderful.
I mean, this to me says you're just there. You know, it's just around the corner. It's just, you know, like there's no hesitation. I didn't get any cards about hesitation. I did pull an Oracle card that says left out with the wolves, and that just probably shows that you've experienced some tougher things maybe around love, and so it makes you a bit, you know, fearful, and I think that goes to the anxiety. And so just kind of know that your fears aren't based in any reality, like that you have all the tools to get what you want. Like you have, you know, you're the Queen of Pentacles. You're stable. You're good. You're loving. So it's just right at your fingertips.
Well, that's good to know.
I love it, Suzanne. And I'm feeling that she's also correct about that in a couple months. I saw the numerology together, and as we were going through correlating what she's saying and what we've got together, the guys are giving me this very good flash that it will be, looks like a little bit into January. I saw around something about January 9th to the 11th and the energy there. I feel very excited. I saw you handling something and this person in the contact and the other, just kind of neat. I saw you're very much a very positive person, and you have to feel that vibration from them. So that's what we're getting, Suzanne, and we thank you so much. Please follow along, and if you're not in the room, we're going to be giving away prizes at psychicjethro.com, and I hope you enjoyed your time with us on Wild.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you. We're loving it. Yay, Rebecca, they're all, I got all these Rebecca things. They're going, Rebecca, hi, Rebecca. You guys make me laugh if you've ever seen that thing. Linda. Now they're going, Rebecca, Rebecca. I have a daughter who is very sensitive. I have to ask this opinion as a mother. You would understand. I know that you said you had children. The question I would like to ask you is, my daughter has asked me about looking at a tarot card. You see, she is 11 years old, and she does have some energy that has proven to our family that she has abilities. My family does not feel that I should do this because they're worried about what the tarot will do being in the house. And I have asked my husband's family, and they seem to feel it's kind of all right because they had an aunt who did the cards in her life and did very well. What would you give me your opinion, Rebecca, on what I should do with my 11-year-old tarot reader?
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome question. So for me, everything I've read about tarot, it's not like a Ouija board. You know, it doesn't invite any bad spirits in, even when you're doing a reading. It's not like a portal that opens. And, you know, tarot is also used as a way of, if you don't believe in spirit, it sounds like you do, but it's used as a tool of exploring your unconscious, and like almost like a therapy tool to try to unpack a problem. I would say, so on a spiritual level, I don't think there's any risk to it. And when I do read cards, I always say only those who walk in God's white light may speak to me through these cards. So I say a protection around it. But that's more so that I get an accurate reading, and so that I only have spirits who want the highest good come through the cards. But I will say, like, at 11 years old, what I would be worried and what I'm careful with myself is if I'm in, like, kind of an anxious mental state or depressed or worrying about something, I tend to not use the Rider Waite because there are some darker concepts in it, you know, like the devil, the tower. And I've noticed that if I'm kind of in a fragile mental state and I pull one of those, I kind of overreact. And so I think for 11-year-old, what might be a good starter point is using a really gentle oracle deck. There is a few oracle decks out there that are more, actually just gave one to my niece who's a 14 years old. It's the Daisy. I'm looking it up right now. She's an artist. Daisy Wildflower. Okay. It's the Wild Offering Oracle, and it's all very positive. It's by Tasha Silver. This is what I gave to my niece, who's 14. And so it's all about positivity, but it still helps guide, you know, your day or your choice. There is a tarot deck meant for kids. I was going to read tarot at my son's birthday party, and so I forget the name of that one, but if you just put in tarot kids, they take out some of those scarier concepts, like the tower or the oracle, or the tower or the devil. And then the guidebook that goes with it is just very positive types of messages. So I wouldn't give her a Rider Waite, you know, standard tarot deck. I would either do a softer oracle deck, or I would do the tarot meant for kids.
Excellent. Wonderful choice. I hope you guys are having fun. We're going to be picking up those phones in a few minutes. 216, don't go anyplace. You're in line next. And we've got quite a few other callers having a fun time. Those of you that are in the Psychic's Gone Wild room and listening tonight, look at the word, because the word that's for the Psychic's Gone Wild to win prizes, the prize is 5 times going to Friday night's Psychic Zoom or in person if you're here in Florida. And you get to be read by phenomenal people like Rebecca, Marcus, Sanhita, those of you who listen to the radio show, yes, she's alive and well and doing wonderful in Arizona, and a couple of others. We have Genghis Khan's mom, those of you who know her off the radio show and some of her phenomenal, she's doing readings. We have a couple of individuals you're going to get to meet, and yours truly, Psychic Jethro. Jethro, I want to understand how you got your business going. I have been doing business for years, and I am working as a house reader, and I'm still having trouble getting myself out. I've put things through social sets, like they've said. I have my website, and I'm still holding. I thank you. This is a really good question. And if you would send me a picture of your aura there in that private part with the messages, I would look at the energy, because I looked on your Facebook and I couldn't find it. We'll just say Gigi, because you want to keep your name private. Gigi, what I would really tell you is that's the first thing. You want to put your name out there all over. You know, I love to be able to say that I had a different name, you know, and I can tease you confidentially. My sisters and brothers called me Jeff for years. It changed my pattern. If you look at the numbers and what you've got here, Gigi, is you've got yourself set up with really good, really good. It's going to be good. If you go back to the name, and I'm going to be confidential because I'm not reading your note work or your other stuff, but I feel your name is a power that was given to you. That's why you have that ability. I'm very spiritually into that. I see that over here, when I was looking a little bit on the things here, I would suggest to you to get some connections. I was a house reader, and I know you only get a percentage of what comes in. And they want you to give everything to the house so you can't promote your own business. I would see putting out some other things over here working. I would suggest you to come to one of this, some of the classes. I'm not just promoting me. You can go to other classes. They're on Meetup. They're all over. Make some connections with people that are out there doing it. The reason I became really successful in Colorado is I was blessed with individuals coming around. Do some fairs. Get into that body, mind, spirit expos. You know, those of you know that I've done those. It sets you in that pace. You're sitting there with people looking for readings. You're sitting in that thing, and you're developing it. And I can tell you the really excellent thing. See yourself knowing it, doing it, and knowing your limits. Do your math. Do your accounting part over here. If your birthday, if you'll send me those numbers, I'll show you the math of it. I've been very good that I know certain days I can read 5, 6 people. There's other days I can read 13 or 15. What I want to do is I want to catch those peak days, ride that wave, be on the energy, and give those people that best reading. Word of mouth will get out there, and you'll be busier than you've ever been. So I hope that helped you. I know I've had people tell me, I've been really blessed. I want to thank you guys on the radio. You guys were the original back in 2012 that really put me on the map. There was a point there in time where I had like 13 friends on Facebook. Now you see in the 50s and 60,000s on different things that I've got going. And for me, that's happy. I'm good. I thank the people. Make friends with people that are really good and technical savvy. Those of you who know my fiance, Kay. Kay is really good in that area. And I let people that are good in that area do what they need to do. And I do what I need to do. Work together, collaborate, and set yourself positive. Never give up your dream. Only find ways to make it happen. I hope that helped you. Looking forward to hearing you on here. Now we got to pull a little bit of a prize over here. We're going to spin that wheel. And Daniel Riverio, you in Wisconsin, you have won yourself a beautiful feather, an amethyst feather. I have a lot of things going on. For those of you who took it, Jethro, where is he? Jethro, I haven't seen you in so long. I don't know why you're not going to give me pizza in New York, but I'll have to psychically see that when you call in. But they're not letting me have any pizza, and I haven't ordered pizza in New York. Rebecca, it's time to go to work. We're a little wild here. 860, what do you know? 860, it's Psyche, Jethro, and Rebecca.
Hi, wow, thank you so much. My name is Lisa Marie. I'm from Connecticut, and my date of birth is January 26, 1959,
5'9".
Thank you. For some reason, when that date, they seem to think that my life is hopeless.
Well, we're going to change that. You just met me and Rebecca, and we got you. We love you. And what I feel here, there is some obstacle of energy going on around you. And may I have permission, Lisa Marie, to really read you fully? Because there's some inhibition. There's some things there. I don't feel that. I feel like this came with you in karma.
I'm an open book. Everybody knows what's disastrous in my life or right ahead.
We're welcome spirits, you know, extrovert, meet that hair, open book, honest, really good people. And Rebecca's getting the cards ready. When I saw here and I saw with the other parts of things happening is I saw you working out in communications. I saw other things connecting to you. And I saw that this is time for you to be, you speak your truth, you're working with it, and I see other individuals connecting in with you. Is this networking, business? There's something with you, business and questions is what I'm feeling.
Really, my doctors are just finding out how my life is on the inside of my home and the outside of my home.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Finally telling them what's really happening here and why I'm so sick.
I apologize. I'm so sorry to hear it. And I saw that networking. I'm seeing that connecting in and going with it and being able to find an answer that can work with it. I did feel you're on the right thing with it, but I still keep getting the breathing, the energy. I feel like there's things coming through that that hasn't completely, you've gotten all the answers of what's doing it to you there, you know?
Nick, a husband who's not a husband.
Mm-hmm. And it looks. Go ahead.
Not a nice man. Not a good human.
I'm sorry, dude. That's really sad. That's horrible. I'm getting a lot of emotion there, and I'm clear audibly getting it. I did feel your guides are letting you know that it's, you know, it's time for you to have yourself over here. That you're worth it. You're a beautiful person. I feel that this person is mentally, at times, a little abusive to you. And how they feel neglect because they treat you as an object instead of a person.
Oh my gosh, yes. Thank you. You got it. Bingo.
Oh. How are you sensing over here with the cards to help our dear Lisa Marie? We're gonna come and adopt you. You're gonna be living with me and Rebecca. We'll be giving you presents and getting up back on.
I'm a good cook.
Yes.
I'm cooking.
A good cook. Oh my gosh, if you can cook, we got a winner here. I mean, how many people can do that anymore, you know?
Yeah, so I got, when Jethro was reading you, I got the Knight of Swords and then the Page of Swords. And so Knight of Swords, it's about being really blunt and liking to debate, and sometimes that's good, but sometimes it can be a bit much and you attack problems. But then the Page of Swords, it's all about thinking fresh, learning new ideas, being more curious. So that tells me that maybe you're you need to take a step back and kind of think through whatever problem you're facing with like a fresh set of eyes. And then I got the Hermit. And so Hermit is all about going inside, being introspective, really spiritual, trying to figure out what you need to do, really like going deep within yourself and like in a bit like cutting yourself off from other people until you figure out what you want to do. And then I pulled two oracle cards, and it's really kind of fascinating because the imagery on these two is almost exactly the same. So one is abundance, and then the other one, these are two different decks. One's abundance, and it has all these cups with water overflowing. And then the other oracle deck I pulled says your dreams are closer than you think, also with a cup with water overflowing. And so that's telling me that, like, you just need to – you have the answers. You need to go inside yourself, really check in a spiritual way. And if you're having health problems, like, you know, I had a lot of health problems a year ago, and it had a lot, I'm convinced, to do with pain I was experiencing from other people. I was getting too angry, too upset. People, like, hadn't treated me correctly. And over the last year, I've gone inside myself. I've, you know, cut out negative people, and I've healed myself. And this is telling me that, like, if you do this, if you go inside, take care of yourself, you know, you kind of know what you need to do. There is abundance on the other side. You will get to the point of feeling like, and it kind of tells me that abundance is there. You know, you have abundance in your life. You're focusing on the negative. The negative is really important. You need to deal with it. But once it's dealt with, once you put up boundaries, your focus will go to the area of abundance that's current in your life. Does that resonate?
Okay. Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lisa Marie. We love you. Please put in there, you were the third caller on here, and what we've got with the guys I said over here to put in, just put in on psychicshelter.com, and it'll be confidential. We'll send you one of the few surprises. So we're going to send you a couple of things in the mail, and you can see if you enjoy the books and a couple of the prizes to wear. And make your husband jealous. We love you.
Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
Welcome. We love you. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're going through, and we made a mistake here. We got a hold of another phone line, and we love you, Lisa Marie, but we got to grab. Here's 216. The line just came on, and we got you live, 216. How are you today?
Hi, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I told you I was calling to pick up 216 on the phone, and then I couldn't get it to open, so I went on, and I thought, she'll understand. I had a feeling.
He needed it. Don't even worry about it. Don't even worry about it.
Oh, you feel so familiar.
My birthday, September 1st, 1965. Yeah, Jethro, you gave me a real reading off the air about, 3 years ago. So I didn't know you were still doing readings, but yeah, I did. You were very accurate, by the way.
I felt you familiar. Thank you for tuning in. Long time no talk. Yeah.
I know. Thank it's been you. Years. It has.
I love that. And that's what means a lot to me, you know, as individuals, that they get a hold of it. And it's like you said, you know, I just thank you so much. You got me all emotional. I can't even talk to you. Rebecca, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to go first.
What?
I'm all spent.
Yeah, I didn't catch your name. I just heard your birthday.
It's Sharon, September 1st. Yeah, 65.
Sharon. Okay, awesome. Is there a certain question you're kind of wrestling with? Or?
Yeah. I'm trying to think which one. I've been at my job at 4 years in January. I'll do the career. I always do. My question to you is, I just learned a new job task, a new responsibility, and I just feel like I'm drowning in water. Am I going to be able to understand this? They threw me in like a level 3, and I should have went through level 1 and 2 first. I'm just spinning. Do you see me being able to surpass this? Oh.
Okay, let me pull the cards. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. I love the company.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
let's see.
This is really good.
I want to post it, but probably next year.
Oh, excellent.
Okay. Let's see. I'm getting your good cards so far.
Thank you.
Okay. So the first card I pulled was the King of Pentacles reversed. And so it says demands excessive work. You are overwhelmed. I mean, it says, like, yeah, it's legitimate for what you're feeling. Like, I can tell just by hearing your voice that you are a hard worker and you take your job seriously. I do, too.
There's a lot.
This is a lot.
Yeah, I know. It is.
Yeah.
This is
So then I got the reverse Five of Cups. And so the upright Five of Cups is like a person looking downcast and everything is like all the cups have fallen over. But reversed, it means the opposite thing. So it's the fog will lift. That's what this card means. And so,
I know it
will.
I know.
Yeah. So I think it will be hard and I think you're in it. You work hard. So one thing that I've done as a CPA, I've encountered this situation a number of times. I think, how am I ever going to get caught up? And, you know, I talk to everybody. I watch YouTube videos. I think it will be hard, but you will get there. Your mental fog will lift. Let me pull one more card. I always like to pull three.
I feel it's going to be like in the next few weeks.
Okay, so this one I got is the reverse Two of Pentacles.
Okay.
And so this is a person kind of juggling. So, yes, the pentacles. Pentacles always point to work. So he's, like, juggling two things. And so you need to focus. So basically you're feeling unstable. And so what the cards are saying is you need to take one thing, maybe even make a list. Like, what are the things that I need to prioritize to get caught up to speed? And just focus on one thing at a time, you know, and try not to get overwhelmed with all of the things. Just master one thing at a time, master the most important thing, and then go down the list.
But the cards say that I will surpass this?
Yes. The fog will lift, but they recommend, it's hard right now, the fog will lift, you will get there, you will be a mastery of this. And so their advice to you is just make it manageable, you know, like, you know, prioritize what you need to learn and take one thing at a time.
Anything, Jethro?
Yeah, I do feel some energy with you, and I love what she's talking about in that area. I also saw that you have been going through a little bit of other things going on with how you're organized or prioritizing. I saw energy towards have some ability. You know, there's feelings you get with the motion energy I feel like other things are trying to open for you, Sharon. I feel like you're trying to expand learning it, and not only I agree with what she's talking about in career, but I saw a new development here. It seems like relationship and something there is going to some new realms or something that needs to kind of, I feel like as they get spurred on, you get spurred on, you guys need to do something to move out of what's going on.
Okay, do something about, you mean the situation, you mean?
And to make it better, to help each other. Like, you guys need a good...
Oh, I got you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like that person has had some things over here, and you're that female that gives the energy there. You know, what's happening is, I feel like that has to go here for you both to be able to make sure you feel secure. I feel like there's something's gone on for them, and it's got you kind of out in the limb a little bit where you need that strength, you know?
Okay, I see what you mean. I see.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Go on.
I also felt there was some other things happening here with some other expansion for you in the business, that there's going to be strengthening over where I saw you're apprehensive and things going, like, and I agree with what she saw with the cards and the other work, but I also saw you, Sharon, handling even a little more next year. Like, here, I've got this, and then boom, you look like the girl that's got the steak knife and you grab two steaks and you're going to end up cutting them up and handling it.
Yeah, I do want to move to another department and post for something else, mm-hmm. but I want to do something at the end of the year. It starts more again. I hope so. Oh, my gosh. They eliminated our department, and I was just put in this job. all five of us got moved to different departments. So it wasn't my choice, but I'm just so grateful they didn't get rid of me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
I'm really glad. We love you, Sharon, and we're going to keep the prayers going for you. I saw you busier than you are, and you say lucky, but I think they're lucky to have you, and I saw you getting some other strides. It's a hard time in the economy.
I know.
You're a worker.
So I am. I do. Yes, definitely. Thank you.
Love you. Thank you. Stay tuned, or you guys. Thank you, Sharon. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes. Oh, I may call you for a reading for the first of the year.
Oh, I love that. I'm welcoming that. I'm doing a special thing, too. I think so much on it and stuff. You have to see on psychicjetzer.com. I just work now. I've got other people helping me and show it's fast.
I get one reading a year for the, like in December, January for the year. Mm-hmm. I do it once a year. Yeah. Thanks, Jethro. You are really accurate. You're really.
Oh, you keep making me blush. You know how I am. I know I get a little humble. Thank you so much. We love you, Sharon, and thank you for tuning in.
Have a nice evening.
You too. Those of you tuning in, this is real. This is live. This is Psychic Jethro. This is the phenomenal Rebecca, the intuitive oracle and tarot reader who has just been knocking it out of the park, not only on Fridays, but with other individuals. We have some credibility and really strength behind her, a caring individual. And Rebecca, they're asking about how can you stay so positive when you work with such a strong tool?
Yeah, so how I can stay positive with working with such a strong tool. I see how beneficial it is from like two different levels. You know, I have seen the connection to spirit and pulling cards over and over and over, and it's always applicable to what I'm experiencing. And so if I feel a bit lonely or something, you know, I'm reminded that spirit's right there. And this world can be so difficult at times, and it's so nice to be reminded that we have angels, spirit guides, people who've passed that are standing there with us. We just can't see them. But then I think it's a beautiful tool that, you know, some people debate as to how old it is. It's at the very least a couple hundred years old. You know, that's what we can prove. And it has all these archetypes that, you know, are part of our collective unconscious, you know, Carl Jung's ideas about collective unconscious that help us work through our problems, because so many of our problems are similar. And so I'm really, you know, I'm a very busy mom and wife, and, you know, I'm juggling a lot of things, and I don't always have time to go speak to a therapist if I'm struggling with something. And so I can just use the cards as a tool to help me figure out what rings true within myself as to what, how I should approach something that I'm dealing with. So it's been really healing.
That's deep. And, you know, Rebecca, we and you have known each other. I was going through 2014 or 15. I met you in Virginia, you and your husband.
Yes. Yep.
It's so phenomenal. Rebecca is just very, what you see is what she gets. I got to tell you, this is why I've done this for years, with having the ability, seeing the credibility, making friends like Rebecca and other individuals, seeing their growth, seeing it. I remember Rebecca is very strong in her area. You know, she's a businesswoman. Let's be honest. You know, those of you know what she was saying at the beginning with the CPA and with a husband with phenomenal papers behind him and a very strong mind. This gift, this urging on. She did this to help other people. This isn't definitely about, you know, making a living or doing other. She enjoys it. She's very phenomenal, and she's very intriguing. Those of you that are going to be coming to Fridays and checking us out, is you get to see her with other different cards, and her guides just motivate her. And then we check on it. We can say confidentially because it's a private group. We had an individual come in who was having things handling in their relationship. The things that I predicted Rebecca and Sanhita and other individuals helped this individual, and they're doing very well now because we saw what was going. We were able to help, you know, looking from outside it. Oftentimes, there's people who go in, it's time to end that relationship. And, you know, the cards will say that. What do you do, Rebecca, when, you know, I know with me as a clairaudient, the guides are talking and they're saying this is there and it's over. And I've had people argue, well, I can't leave, I'm up here. Or they'll say, this is what you need to do, and they get frustrated. Well, how do you handle when your cards are telling you this person needs to do something to change the way of life they're in?
Yeah, so that even happens with me. Sometimes the message of the cards is a hard pill to swallow. And how I think of that, yeah, how I think, sometimes it can be a little bit upsetting or jarring. And for me, I don't believe in predestination. I believe that we have will. And so I think the cards just help point to truths that exist right now. And then it's up to you as to whether or not you want to change it. But it at least gets your mind thinking, you know, like, this really is a problem. This is something I need to deal with. And, you know, sometimes I'll just take a picture with my phone, what cards I get, if it's a little bit of a hard pill to swallow, and then I go back to it a few days later. And sometimes I put on my big girl panties and I'm thinking, okay, yeah, they were right. You know, that was the message I needed to hear. I didn't want to hear it, but yes, they're right. And then sometimes I think, you know, I am just determined to turn the situation around. And now I got to, you know, come up with a solution, a creative solution. What can I deal with? Like, I'm committed to maybe staying in this relationship. It's not abusive. What do I need to change in myself or my partner to make sure this is healthy going forward? So you always have choices. And the cards just help us really focus in on certain issues so we can work through those choices.
Well, oh, beautiful. Well put, Rebecca. Those of you tuning in, it's at 515-605-9732. Here's some fun with Jethro and Rebecca for you. And that's Working with Psychics Gone Wild tonight. We have a few more. We're trying to get in as many as we can. I'm doing both, as you can tell, chat and phone. So hang on there on the phones. Those of you calling in that have called in at the last, we're going to try to get you in. We've got a couple of individuals over here that have been waiting. Jethro, I have to ask you this question, and I know it's very sad. This is Carol over in New Mexico. I have been going through a situation with Sparky, and you have read for me years ago on the show. In fact, you were there when Sparky first came into my life. And I've sent this picture, and I would like you to see what's going on with my wonderful dog. And I look at this aura when I see this picture, Carol, what I saw over here is Sparky is having some other things there. I saw him well-nutritioned. It's not the care you've given him. There is some physical things here. Sometimes often with the vet, you know, sit down with Sparky. We had talked about this on the radio and that you hear and feel him. What's going on, and I saw here with the picture you've shown me, is he's having some aches and pains inside. And I don't feel that it's, unfortunately, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I do feel this thing's happening. You know, dogs increase in age so much quicker than humans that what I'm seeing here with our lovely puppy is that this puppy's become a full-grown, very strong dog who's dealing with a lot of energy. I also would suggest you taking him out and walking privately with him. This animal is having a lot of energy there towards your energy. Do you not have somebody that maybe is not happy with you that lives to the southwest of you? They have a clothesline there. I saw a man working on a truck or a vehicle. He's throwing things out. Make sure and keep Sparky away from those people. They're not positive people. I don't feel that they've done anything out. I think you were worried about antifreeze or something. I keep hearing that from a past thing when I look at him. And it's got Sparky. He picks up that energy. When you speak of others or talk in front of a wolf totem such as a dog or a canine energy is this, they sense that. He's feeling the energy. And when I feel that part of what's getting him is that negative energy. I would cleanse him of energy. I would say you're protected. You're in my clan. We're together. I would sit and work with him. And that's what I would tell you from my totem reading. And Carol, I hope it works so much. Please message me on Facebook later and I will give you some other things here. And this is Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jethro. And Rebecca, who just went wild with you guys in the challenge, she's still got a little more time to go wild again. 7108, you're not late. Here's Psychic Jethro and Rebecca. You've waited so long, 718. How are you tonight? We have, is there someone there? If you're a ghost, you've got to talk. Come on, I can feel you.
Hello?
Hi, how are you? This is Jethro.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. I'm so glad you got in. I was trying to go as quick through the phones, but we got a lot of stuff to tell everybody. We got a lot of people calling in. I'm so grateful.
Yeah, you guys is wonderful.
Thank you. You think me and Rebecca, I thank you. That means a lot. You love me and Rebecca. We love you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We need a little permission.
Well, my name is Esther. I'm calling from New York.
Okay. Esther?
Yes.
Esther, I'm getting a lot of emotion around you, and I have permission as Rebecca's getting the cards to read you.
Okay.
I'm getting a lot of emotion energy here that you have been going through a little bit of grief. I'm feeling a little sadness with you is what I'm going to say. I feel that you're a very positive person, but I feel this grief. I feel this sadness. I also am emotionally getting from you, Esther, there in New York, that it's getting to be where you're not enjoying the things you used to, and you're losing a little bit of the lust of life is what I felt.
Oh, okay.
I feel like you still have life in you, but I feel like this grief or this sadness, I feel like you need a little change of something better for you.
Yeah, I just lost my mom.
That's what I saw, and I feel so. I'm so sorry. I feel like you're a good apple. I feel like you're a good person in a very hard place to deal with. Time and space, and I'm not a very good gentleman to ask this, but I'm trying to get time and place with your date of birth. I don't feel this is brought on by. I don't.
Oh,
think
April 21.
Oh, you're a cuss baby. I love that. You're between.
Yeah.
You've got that Aries Taurus, your new beginnings, but yet you've got that strong sensitivity and sensuous. You've got that, you're the positive lady that's very good in here, but you've been handling some stuff that's a little overwhelming.
Yeah.
I feel like, emotionally, I keep feeling that it seems like every time you turn around, something else comes at you is what I'm hearing.
I'm trying to handle everything.
I feel like there's a new beginning. I asked and I joked when you first came on about a ghost because I did feel white energy. I did feel you have somebody who's on the other side that's trying to support you, but they're not here anymore.
Right. Yeah, that was my mom.
That's what she's telling me. And she's telling me that she loves you very much. She kept making me laugh because I was trying to get around. She had to check me to make sure. And it's like, I'm not trying to pick Esther up. I'm trying to talk to Esther. And I didn't know what she was asking me. What are you talking to her? Like, she was looking at me. It was loving, but she was checking me. And I'm like, I'm not trying to pick her up. I'm just trying to catch the energy. She says that you have been handling not only her loss, but the fact of missing her, and she's trying to communicate with you. It's just really a lot for her right now.
Right. Wow.
She tells me there was a person before with you. There's a guy sometimes that could have done things, but he's not there when you need him. She's saying there's somebody that was supposed to help you with this or something, but is this a family, or is this someone that she was with before? Somebody else left you to do the stuff too.
You must be talking about my brother. Everybody left me with handling everything right now.
That's what I'm getting. And I feel like she's trying to get him to understand that, you know, he needs to help with this and kind of step in, but he's not coping with it at all. He's just kind of letting you do everything.
Yeah, he took it kind of hard.
Yeah, I'm so sorry because it looks like he's in stronger grief. And I'm going to work on a little bit here, Esther, and I'm going to give Rebecca a chance for her tarot and see what she's picking up to see what we can help you in time and place.
Right.
Yeah, so I pulled the Nine of Pentacles. And this is a woman who's in her garden, and she's relaxed and leisurely, and that's where you should be, you know. And it's so interesting because before you called in, I was pulling cards and I put that one down and then I put it back in my deck. And so when you said your name and pulled it, I pulled it again.
Oh, wow.
But next to Yeah, so I think that was definitely meant to you. I feel like your mom is speaking. So I, more than anything, I pick up on people who pass, and I've done it ever since I was little, and I still do it. And it's always like my mom's fiance passed away. He was like my stepfather, or yeah, my stepfather. I was very close to him, but he still kind of gets a hold of my brain to talk to her. So when I pulled these cards, when I pulled them, I felt like a motherly energy and like a protective energy. And so I feel like your mom is saying, you need to be enjoying all of your hard work. You're a woman who's worked hard, and you should be enjoying your life, you know, retirement, mm-hmm. having leisure, rest, all of that. And then I got, after that, the reverse King of Pentacles. And this, to me, just shows what I usually read this as. There's a male in your life that can be a bit bullying, you know, demanding of a situation, kind of overriding your instincts. Mm-hmm. And then I got the reverse Two of Pentacles, which is you're juggling too much, you're doing too much, you're unstable, like too much is on your shoulders. And so then I asked, you know, what, through the Oracle deck and the Tarot deck, I asked, what does she need to hear to help? And so I got the Forgive card. And I often get this when, you know, I've had somebody pass. And so I think when there's a passing, forgiving yourself around the passing, maybe forgive a person who's passed if you have any issues with that person. I don't sense that here. But just letting in the feeling of forgiveness to heal, you know, even if it's like maybe somebody, I know when people pass, this happened with my mom's family, there was, you know, people were grieving. And so they said hurtful things to each other when they were dividing up the estate. And so just coming at the situation with an air of forgiveness for your own self, for healing your own self. And then I pulled a card that says, this is from the Oracle deck, the sheep who wandered and found a different shepherd. And so I think your mom is wanting you to find a path forward. It might be scary, but, you know, a path that's your own. So what the book says is it can be scary to go out on your own into the big unknown. And so, you know, when you lose your mom, I'm terrified of losing my mom. I'm so close to her. I always ask her so many questions. But, you know, the book says there's a safe place for you where you're watched over and you can find it. No one person or thing is truly right or wrong. It's what feels good to you in this moment. Try not to be afraid. To say no to things that do not feel true. Your truth is waiting for you, and you have every right to be brave in your search for it. So I think now you've lost your mom and you feel a bit unmoored. Just start, you know, listening to yourself, but listening to her too to help guide you and really kind of connecting with your spirit. I asked for one last tarot card if there's any advice that your mom has, and I got the Knight of Swords. So that's being very decisive in your actions or attacking problems, being more outspoken. So I think she's just wanting you to stand up for yourself, have boundaries, protect yourself, be like kind of step into your strength, you know?
Yep, that's her.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Well, I was a caregiver for my mom full time, so yeah, that was my buddy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry for your loss. I dread the day that I lose my mom, and I know I'm going to have to take some time to figure out a new way of being. I call her every day, so.
Yeah. But you know, after my mom died, I don't feel as bad as other people do because I know what I have done for her.
Yes.
That I just,
that's true.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We love you, Esther. They're giving us that beat. They're going to push us out the door. Please go to psychicgift.com. You've won a prize, Esther, by listening to me and Rebecca, and we feel blessed that you let us see your mom from the other side, and we just welcome. I apologize to you that I said ghost earlier, but I was just feeling the spirit, and I was like, I thought for a minute we have had the phone calling people from the other energy. So I was like, okay, somebody made me happy. You made me happy because I'm like, somebody wants to talk from the other side. We love you dearly.
Yeah, and she's always there with you. You know, she's always right with you.
Oh, thank you. But I want her to be at peace, so I want her to be with her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm sure she is. I believe that they can be with in heaven with their and, you know, their loved ones and here with us, too. I believe it,
yeah.
It goes beyond our understanding.
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Y'all really hit it.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you. And we're going to that part. Rebecca, you ready to tell them to go wild and stay to be, or say what you want to say for the last 2 minutes?
Yeah, just this was a great experience. Like I said just now, since I was little, I've been able to either see spirits or sense them, or they've been able to communicate with me. And so that's kind of been the gateway to this. And I'm also very Christian, and so I've asked, you know, God, Jesus, if this is meant to be, and I've gotten very positive responses. And really, I'm doing this from a place of wanting to do a little bit of good in the world. I'm a CPA, and I was raised by a single parent, a single mom, and so that pays the bills. But I've always wanted to help people, and this is fulfills that for me. And I'm just so thankful that you guys joined us today, and that I got to connect with you and connect with spirit, connect with the cards. It was just really awesome. So thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca. And remember, all you guys, we're going to be doing the Psychic Roundtable for those of you at Christmas, so you'll get to have that longer time with those extra readers, meaning there'll be more readers, more time, and more time to go wild. Until next time, stay wild. It is the way to be.